It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Monday, October 6th. I'm Patricia Naft. The enterovirus is hitting Coloradans, and it's not just kids. Sarah Ellis is with the Lutheran Medical Center just outside of Denver.
Our physicians have seen a number of cases of the enterovirus in adults, which the general public may feel is a little bit unusual because most of the information that we've seen in the media has related to seeing the virus in children. But grown-ups get this too, and it can be very serious.
In fact, a few of the adults with the disease have died, but Sarah stresses that they didn't necessarily die from the disease, just that it made things worse.
People are concerned that there have been a couple of deaths reported, and they make the connection that, you know, this virus is deadly and it will kill people. And that's not necessarily the message that we want to get out there. I mean, it's a serious infection, and in some people, they really need treatment. It's a lasting infection. The doctor was saying yesterday that the effects can go on for several weeks, which is a bit unusual. But other than that, you know, it's a little bit like a flu virus. I mean, it's going to affect some people more than it will others.
Anyone feeling the symptoms and having a hard time with it should seek medical attention. A Grand Junction police officer was arrested last week. Officer Gage Wright was arrested on charges of criminal mischief and official misconduct. KVNF's Jake Ryan has the story.
A Mesa County Sheriff deputy's house had been repeatedly vandalized and his tires were slashed. The sheriff's department put up cameras and saw that the criminal seemed to be wearing a police radio and handcuffs on his belt. When the sheriff interviewed the deputy and his wife, she mentioned that an officer Wright had been an ex-boyfriend. The sheriff's department looked into Wright's radio, which was turned on during the vandalism incidents and turned off shortly after. Wright has no explanation for that. They also later found that Officer Wright had looked up the deputy and his wife's personal information on a police database. Police searched Wright's home and collected cans of spray paint and a pair of tennis shoes. Gage is now on leave without pay from the Grand Junction Police Department. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
The revenue mine in Ouray County was hit recently with a pattern of violation labeling from the Mine Safety and Health Administration. This year alone, the mine has accumulated 92 significant and substantial violations, with more than half of them including a degree of negligence. This is all after a detonation that resulted in an injured worker last August. The labeling came right before Fortune Minerals took ownership Wednesday. Mike Romantek is their chief operating officer.
It's a reality, and it's something we have to deal with. So we'll be dealing with it, and we'll be working with MSHA to ensure that the mine turns the corner from their perspective and that we become a safe operation, that we're now, you know, happily building the workforce past 100 people, and we look to be here for a long time.
He says that changes to safety are already happening at the mine. With Colorado's Senate race too close to call, both parties are on an all-out blitz to attract as many voters as they can prior to the November 4th election. The youth vote has traditionally helped Democrats, but Republicans see an opening with national support for President Barack Obama falling among the millennial generation. Benta Berkland has more.
Stephen Shaw served in the Navy and now attends the University of Colorado Boulder, where he's majoring in biology. He says he voted for the president in 2008 and 2012, but says he's become a less enthusiastic supporter over the years.
He had a huge supermajority basically with the Senate and the House, and I feel like he wasted his first 2 years, probably killed a lot of Democratic momentum, lost the House. He could have gotten more than just the Affordable Care Act done his first 2 years. He could have made good on a lot of his other promises.
Shaw is exactly the type of young voter groups like Generation Opportunity are targeting.
You know, Obamacare puts a massive amount of burden on my generation because we're paying for older, sicker, and often richer Americans.
Jonathan Lockwood is the state director for the nonprofit pro-freedom advocacy group. Generation Opportunity's been operating an office in Colorado since July.
We're the first generation in our country to be handed a worse future than previous generations.
While the group is independent, it most frequently aligns with Republicans. So far, they've spent more than $1 million on ads against Democratic incumbent Senator Mark Udall.
Washington politicians, like Senator Mark Udall, have a spending problem. They're wasting money they don't have.
I told you we can't afford that.
And sticking our generation with the bill.
And they're not the only organization targeting the 18 to 34-year-old vote. Next Gen Climate Colorado supports Udall and is focusing its ads on environmental issues against Republican Cory Gardner.
He thinks he knows better than the scientists, NASA, and the U.S. military on climate change. And thinks government should decide who can and cannot marry. He led an 8-year crusade that had outlawed birth control.
Abby Lieber works for the group. She says they've spent $3 million in ads so far this election cycle.
Senator Udall, we've seen time and time again that he's a green energy advocate, and he's definitely the type of person we need in the Senate.
But are these messages resonating with the intended demographic? Daniel Amodovar calls himself a super senior and is majoring in operations management at CU. He says he likes the environmental message, but says he's not pleased with either political party.
Well, the largest issue is probably global warming and the fact that most politicians seem to either ignore or just don't care about it when the decisions they make affect all of us that are going to be actually in the world. And if they don't care about our future, why should I care about them?
University of Colorado junior Megan Garrison is majoring in chemical engineering and says women's issues drive her vote.
I think I hear a lot of sort of ignorance from some people, and so I'm concerned about our politicians being ignorant about what women's rights are and what they need and how they feel.
Both Generation Opportunity and Generation Climate Action say many young voters feel disenfranchised. The groups are visiting college campuses to try and reach these voters. Leeper with Climate Action says she wants millennials to realize their voices do matter.
We're getting out there and we're talking to people about how you can make a difference, especially in this election cycle.
In the end, it may be tough to mobilize this demographic. Senior Costa Raptis is the first in his family to go to college. He says he doesn't think the Senate race or midterm elections are on most students' radars.
The presidential election in Colorado is pretty heated. A lot of people pay attention to it. A lot of people watching the debates, that kind of thing. But as far as the Senate goes, I think it's hugely, like, the student body is hugely unaware.
Raptis is unaffiliated and says he didn't vote for President Obama. He says he does plan to vote this fall, but still needs to learn more about the candidates before making a decision. And it's safe to say there will be no shortage of people trying to educate voters like Raptis as groups on both sides try to court the coveted millennial vote. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Up next, Go Betty and the Monday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.